B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
All right, we're in the 5 o'clock hour, and we got to get you down on the record as to what happens on Sunday with the Eagles. And, man, I'm sensing that there aren't a lot of people that are going to commit to the Eagles winning this game. And I'm confused by that. Did that one game just knock the socks off you here? Apparently, it did. The 5 o'clock hour is brought to us by Guided Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 3 years to pay it off interest free. Just call Guided Door and Window today at 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Is this seriously? The Eagle fans don't think they can win this game?
I don't.
Is that what you're getting out of this?
That's what I'm getting out of it. And I'm. It's. Yeah, I get that it was a bad game, but. Mm-hmm. It was a bad loss. It was it was a bad loss, mm-hmm. but it wasn't the worst loss in NFL history. It doesn't automatically mean that you're terrible. I remember one of the years that the Patriots won the Super Bowl, they lost week one to a bad Buffalo team, and I think it only won 3 games. I'm saying this has happened before, mm-hmm. is mainly my point. Not that the Eagles are going to win the Super Bowl. This has happened before. Bad losses, and you turn it around, and you get it together. Plus, there was no preseason, stuff like that. There might have been reasons mm-hmm. why they were so bad, and they'll correct it this week.
Yeah, and the coach is on edge, too, and I kind of like that. Can I hear that? Let's start the 5 o'clock hour, a little Doug snippiness with the I want the question by Bo Wolf and Hal. And, you know, I wanted to hear your perception of this because I don't have a problem when a coach goes at a reporter. If the reporter is armed with the proper ammo, though, he can make the coach look foolish. In this case, I don't think that was the case. But the question is, does Doug have the clout to put down a reporter? Yes or no? Does he have the clout? Won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, he has it for now.
He's a Klausman.
He's a Klausman. And he's made the playoffs the 2 years after that. So he's a Klausman.
Okay. So, yeah, I don't have any problem with him going at him, but this could have been cured. All right, let's kick it. This is the question about the offensive line to Doug Peterson today.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Doug. Washington had a lot of success blitzing against you guys last week, and I think there's sort of an obvious leap to maybe that was connected to having an inexperienced offensive line. Is that what you expect from the Rams this week? And it's only been one game, but how is their defense different than it was under Wade?
Can I ask you a question?
You want me to give away the game plan again?
No. How do you? And this is probably I'm getting probably off the subject, but when you see teams that blitz, and you always imply that it's an offensive line issue, where does that come from?
Well, I'm not saying that is the case, but I'm saying that's the leap that
question.
You would make.
But that was the question you asked. You specifically pinned it on the offensive line. That's all I'm asking.
Well, I'm saying that I think that the leap from people is because you have an inexperienced offensive line that defense is blitzed. You can tell me that that's not the case. Maybe it was on the running backs. Maybe it was on the quarterback.
Yeah, I will tell you that. Some of it is on the quarterback. Some of it is on the running backs. Tight ends are in protection, you know, so it's hard to honestly answer the question. And because teams, you know, for instance, Jim Schwartz, right? Take Jim Schwartz, not a big blitz guy, right? And he gets, you know, you guys obviously criticize him openly about not blitzing enough. Well, you got to be careful because if you're going up against a team that, say, a Drew Brees, a Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, and you want to start blitzing him, You better be able to hold up on the back end, right? Or otherwise, you're gonna get gashed. I mean, that's part of this process too. And I would say that in game, yeah, if a team is struggling to pick up protections and pick up blitzes, I would expect for that offense to see more in game pressures, right? I mean, that just makes sense.
See now that answer reeks of I'm the coach and you don't know your ass from a hole in the ground because you're just a lowly reporter. That's what that reeks of. Now, I hate to see media people get abused like that. And he wouldn't have been abused if he would have been able to say, well, what makes me think that? Well, I charted every play, and in all these plays that I charted, I had your offensive line getting the crap kicked out of him on the right side for at least 10 plays. So that's what led me to that conclusion. Do you agree or disagree with that? Well, my tape didn't, you know, whatever he can say at that point. But at least you're in there throwing jabs back. You know?
Yeah. I think he was caught off guard and then was backpedaling after
that. I don't think he expected Doug to come at him.
Yeah, because that was, to me, that was a very fair question.
Right.
That was not a gotcha question. And if Doug wanted to say that it wasn't the offensive line, he had to know that question is coming when he does his little opening statement, say, hey, you know, we looked at the film. I know you guys are going to have a lot of questions about the offensive line. Mm-hmm. Just to clarify, running backs, quarterback, tight ends also made mistakes. All right, guys, what do you got?
See, I'm an anti-introductory word guy. Like, I'm an anti-hey, Doug guy.
You just want to get right to the
question. There's no reason to go to the hey. You can go, Doug, blah, blah, blah. Like, you don't have to. You put yourself, I think, on the defensive when you're pandering. You, hey, Doug, like somebody last week, hey, coach, you know what I'm saying? Like, get control of your damn question.
Yes, some people want to have that friendly relationship with them. Yeah, and with the Zoom.
It's not a friendly relationship. They're just saying, Doug, in the third quarter, you don't have to go, hey, Doug.
You might not get called on. Remember, it's the Zoom world this year.
Well, they called on the guy. He's already called on. He starts the question with Doug. Does that start with hey?
No, I would have just asked the question. I'm not buddies with him.
That's what I mean.
But I think that some people need to have that to get called on the next time.
Okay. All right.
Because I saw the Zoom on Monday for the first time, and I saw you're supposed to put your hand up when they call you.
Yeah.
I saw some people with some hands up, prominent people.
Really?
They didn't get called on.
Okay.
And this is their only crack at access. It was actually a little bit rude. One guy, I'm glad, but that they didn't call on him, you probably could imagine who it is.
Yeah.
But some other people, I was like, that's not right. That's why Ruben Frank had to just blurt out, because they didn't call on him.
Sideline boy was the one that didn't get called on.
Yeah, had his hand up the whole time, like 20 minutes with his hand up. Didn't get called on at all. But that's why Ruben had to jump in about the Brandon Graham injury, because the coach didn't say it.
Yeah.
And they were just going to just let the concussion thing pass without a word. So he just had to blurt out. But I bet you he don't get called on after the game now because he broke protocol.
To Al Jazeera all of a sudden.
Yep.
All right, let's go to Mike in Springfield. Mike, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Mike.
Hi, Mike. I wanted to ask you, you know, I know obviously the Eagles spent a high pick on, you know, on Jalen Hurts, right? And I wanted to just ask you something. If the season starts to go south, right, I'm going to ask you a trade and see if you think it's just completely not even worth talking about. Would you consider trading Carson Wentz to Cleveland to get back OBJ and a one pick?
No. No, you can, if you decide to trade him, you can orchestrate a better trade than that in the offseason.
What if you got a one and a two plus OBJ? You're getting one of the best receivers in the league and an outstanding kick return.
No, I don't want Odell Beckham Jr. That's not even a highlight to the trade. Now, the one and two, I go, okay, what is it going to be that good? I mean, Cleveland's not bad. They're in the middle of the pack, so it's not going to like be a really high draft pick.
I think that's
never going to. They would never trade for a quarterback in the middle of a year. You have to get a quarterback up to snuff with your system. It would take too long. It's hard to get a player to change teams, much less a quarterback. That would never happen.
Here's the thing, though, right? If you are going to move Carson based on his salary, next year is when you could probably do it because it's not as bad a hit against the cap.
Well,
right?
But it's better to do it in the offseason because then teams have to really take inventory of what their quarterback situation is and where they are in the draft and all that stuff. And you can make a better trade in the offseason if you're careful, more careful than reactive.
And I guess, Mike, you sound like you're more down on Odell Beckham than I am. I kind of view him as the best thing
he's a little past that plateau.
You don't think he's comparable to Terrell Owens?
Not now.
He's in his 20s. He's not in his 30s.
But there's something missing with him right now. No, that to me, that would not be a trade that I would make.
Mike, I'm disappointed. You're so down on Odell Beckham.
I'm not down on him. It's just not a great trade. It's not a good enough trade if I'm going to trade my starting quarterback. Plus, it's ridiculous. Nobody, they wouldn't trade Carson Wentz if they got off to a 1-5 start. They might replace him, but they might trade him.
Okay, so if you replace him with Hurts, right? So now you're building to the future, and Hurts doesn't have the best talent to throw to either. Why wouldn't you try to get a receiver? I mean, why wouldn't you try
Mike, to how many times back? Do I need to say this to you? No, I don't want a Odell Beckham in a trade. It's not a good enough trade for a starting quarterback that he's your feature piece that you're getting back.
Would you give up your one pick to get Odell Beckham?
No.
Forget what.
No, I would not. No.
You wouldn't trade a
one pick? No, enough. I've had enough. Good Lord, no. I'm not interested in Odell Beckham at this stage.
Are you sure?
Is he paying attention to what's going on? He's just more trouble than he's viable anymore.
If I take Odell for... Hey, we're trying to get rid of him. Give me a four for him.
Yeah, that
you take
kind
a
of
fly,
a trade.
That kind of trade. The other part, he's talking about a blockbuster trade. Whatever. Wentz had a bad game. Mm-hmm. We get that. Like, we've said it. He had a bad game. But not all of a sudden you're going to go, okay, in the middle of the season, you're going to make a blockbuster trade. They haven't given up on their quarterback either. Baker Mayfield's had a ton of bad games. They haven't quit on him. The Eagles have not quit. It looks like he's on the way out.
Yeah, it's just foolish to even think about it. All it's impossible picks, that it would happen.
Yeah, here's
what I thought he was going to ask me. If the Eagles do get off to a 1-5 start, I still don't think they would do it. But would there be a possibility that they would at 1-5? Play Hurts.
I do not. I think the
I don't think it either.
I think he would play week 9 after the week 10. So we have 8 games, the bye week 9, week 10, that first game after the bye. I believe that is the earliest he would
start. I don't believe he would play until it's inevitable the Eagles aren't making the playoffs. In which case, though, you might not even do that because then you're totally defeating the value of Carson Wentz because right. You're telling the world, we don't have any use for him anymore. Let's make a deal, and you're not going to get as much.
Right, and the other part is this division's not great. Again, like Dallas starting up, like Washington's the only team that won, and they may be the worst team in the division.
Mm-hmm.
So if the Eagles get this victory, they're 1-1, Dallas 1-1, Washington's going to lose. At 1-5 even, you might only be 2 games out of the division with 10 games left. So you're not technically out of it. If another team's 3-3 and you're 1-5 and there's 10 games left, you're not out of it yet because you would still get to play that team twice.
Yeah.
You're just not. Like if Dallas is 3-3.
Would you trade Embiid for Rudy Gay?
No. But I like Rudy Gay, mid-range, yeah, UConn.
If you're going to decide to trade Carson, and I do believe they will decide. I don't think it'll be until after next year, frankly. But I do believe that they'd be willing to move on. And at that point, they could still look at Wentz as a guy who can maybe rescue his career in another city, and his value would stay high.
Yes.
Because he's not going to be 1-15.
No, I don't think, and he's not going to be as bad as he was last week. I don't believe he's just going to be terrible week after week. I don't believe that.
But it is interesting that fortunately for the Eagles, there's no crowds. If they got off to a 1-5 start, because one of the things we were talking about having Hurts there is how he would spook the starter and how the fans would also spook the starter.
Oh, yeah.
No fans there now, so they got immunity from that. But I am curious to know if they would actually this year try to transition the guy, since that's why they picked him in the draft. I don't care what anybody says.
A little birdie said that he's very far from ready. So, the propaganda was talking about how good he looked.
Oh, he's going to be the greatest backup in the league.
But he's very far from being ready to play.
Uh-huh.
So if they're playing him, it's almost like a tank situation where you know you're going to lose.
Uh-huh.
Because he's very far from ready to run an NFL offense, they claim.
Yeah.
Far from it.
See, this is what we try to tell people. They automatically left it and go, well, he's better than Sudfeld. I'd rather have him as a backup. Presuming that he'd be able to be a backup in the NFL at this stage of his career.
Well, go ahead.
No, that's okay. I think it's interesting because a lot of the criticism against Carson is that, you know, he can't read the NFL defense, you know, the NFL opposing defenses. What do you think? You think Jalen Hurts is just going to waltz in and be able to understand them?
That's right. What people don't understand.
Right.
They think, okay, Jalen Hurts, a big college name, so he must be able to come right in And it rarely happens.
If we're still critiquing Carson in year five, that he doesn't have the ability, like, I don't understand why that it doesn't even make logical sense to assume that this person who's never played one snap in the NFL would get it. It just makes no sense.
Including he would have got a bunch of third and fourth quarter preseason time this year. Mm-hmm. He didn't even get that. Like, he would have got a ton of, he probably would have thrown it 60 times in those two games. Normally, and saw a bunch of, you know, at least they're real football. He hasn't played any real football. There's a reason that Sudfeld is the backup, and Hurts most likely will be deactivated again and probably won't play till November, even with those gadget plays, till November, December.
Now, I will say that I'm stunned at Burrow being able to play right away.
Yes.
I didn't expect that. Now, last night it was kind of a messy game, but and he threw 61 times in that game last night. But he had three touchdown passes, threw for over 300 yards in that game.
Yeah, just the only one big mistake was the fumble.
Yeah, but he has. I didn't expect him to be as calm as he has looked.
Yeah, 5-year player though, versus in that he redshirted, transferred, and all that stuff. So he's a 23-24-year-old. And I think that plays a little bit of a role with his maturity.
Mm-hmm.
And SEC versus, and he was in the SEC, but Hurts wasn't asked to read defenses at the SEC. Mm-hmm. He really didn't have to read defenses, but for 1 year at Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Now, and also, and a lot of runs, a lot of don't see what you like, run, which obviously you can't do in the NFL.
Now, listen, Beckham had some highlight moments last night, right? So I know why the guy is calling out after that. He had a touchdown, right. he had four grabs. But no, that's not a trade I would make.
No, and if there would be a way to get him if they're out of it and they're dumping, there is a price in which I would take the flyer because it would help you because you need somebody for next year opposite Rager because Deshaun might not be back after this year.
Yeah.
So in that, but not for I'm trading my quarterback and these first round picks. No, not all that. That's a hey, somebody else offered me a Buffalo offered me a five. Can you throw a four and you get them? Yeah, I'll give you a four. Let's see what happens.
All right. By the way, the Phillies are winning 1-0 in the fourth, and Eflin so far surviving. He's got four strikeouts. They give it up one hit in three innings, and the other team's in trouble. Robbie Ray is at 73 pitches already, and he's got two outs in the fourth, so they're going to get to their pen soon. 610-632-0975. How are you feeling about Sunday? You Eagle fans are in hiding. I guess you got to wait. You got to wait for a Sunday result before you come back out. I get it. Mike Missinelli Show back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
All righty, it's time for file Twitter poll numbers brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. If you need a new mower, zero turn, or other outdoor power equipment, Paul B. Moyer and Sons has it all. Order online at paulbmoyer.com or by phone with safe contactless pickup in Doylestown. Natalie.
Thanks, Mike. Over 1,500 votes on this one today. Will the Eagles beat the Rams this weekend? 47% say yes, 44% say no, 9% say it'll be a tie. And then, just makes me laugh. And then poll number two, with COVID-19 restrictions, how will you tailgate this week for the Eagles game? 29% say I'll be alone. 43% say be with family. 15% say a large backyard gathering. And 13% don't know yet.
You know, if you could set up your TV outside, you could have some people over. Small group.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
That'd be a way to go.
I'm thinking about getting one of those projector screens.
Uh-huh.
And a small projector for some things in the fall to spend more time outside thinking about it.
So, like, you'd have, like, nighttime drive-in movies at the Tyrone Mance?
Yeah.
Because the projector screen you put it on in the day might be a little washed out.
Nah, I got a
way to block. You got a good projection?
Yeah, way to, you know, away from the sun. Yeah.
Oh, look at you, man.
Well, it's really, you just use a tent.
I put it in the tent?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the tent, yeah, you just put it in the tent.
That's actually a good idea.
The sun can't get it, yeah, so... And then I got the outdoor heater, so I can even do like college football on a Saturday.
You get the fancy outdoor heater over there.
Well, I bought that. It's a propane heater, like that they put outside, the ones they have like in bars. I bought one in anticipation of COVID being bad, and lo and behold, we're here.
I just bought a little fire pit.
Oh,
I like those.
It's a real fire. Yeah, it's not one of those propane things.
Well, this is
that's a fire.
Yeah, you got the real wood and everything.
Yeah, I like that.
I like those.
The real one. I've rolled with the propane little, you know, fire pit, but it's nothing like a wood fire, man.
Yeah, it's very nice.
You hear the crackle.
I might get both of them.
Crackleman.
Yeah, I might get both of them. Then I can do some stuff. I'm gonna watch Eagles outside, but college football on a Saturday.
Yeah,
sit outside.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Yeah. All right. By the way, we have the Draft Line show coming up tonight. The Draft Line show follows this show from 6 to 7 p.m. It'll be Jamie Lynch with Devon Gibbons. It's all brought to us by DraftKings. And, of course, Football Friday has been brought to us by AAA. Wherever the open road takes you, take AAA. Tyrell, can you do me a quick favor? Can you call an Uber for Tiger Woods? It's up there. You get the Uber. Mamaroneck, New York.
Yeah.
Wingfoot. Send the Uber over there because my man's 13. He's 10 under. Over.
10 over.
He's 7 over for the day, 10 over for the tournament. Not only that, he messed up Justin Thomas, who was playing with him, who's 4 over today.
You know what, Tiger?
Yeah,
you know,
just call.
Don't see him no
call,
more.
Call him a car. Let me get out of there.
I think he can afford it.
Yeah, he should withdraw because he's gonna get cut. Withdraw now, like fake an injury. He's been good. He's been good at the pulled muscle fakeage.
He has done that in the past.
Yes, he has.
But I don't think he needs to take it on the chin because it's his own fault. He hasn't played enough golf.
Okay.
He wouldn't have won the tournament, but if he was sharper, he would make a cut. But it's his own fault. He wants to play forever.
This is a real tough course for you're only playing a little bit. You're not playing a U.S. Open track.
That's what I mean. Like, it's arrogance.
I don't know what he was expected.
You don't play enough golf. You're not going to be sharp enough to play this course.
Yeah.
Come on, Tiger.
And also, Penn State fans are besieging me because I've missed a couple. When we were talking about the best players that went to the NFL that a college produced, Penn State has produced a couple of Hall of Famers back in the day in the like 70s, and Franco Harris, we forgot, and Jack Ham.
Jack Ham, great.
Who was on both, they both played on that Steeler juggernaut. So those guys would get a shot before Kerry Collins would.
Yes. Kurt Warner went to Penn State too, right?
He did.
I know he wasn't a Hall of Famer, but I remember him being a good player I was a young kid.
Good solid player, Kurt
Good
Warner.
Running back with the Seahawks, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember him.
All right, let's go. See what's blinking down there. That 8 line is blinking for some reason. All right, let's go to Jeremy on the cell. What's up, Jeremy? Jeremy, no there. Let's go, Javon on the cell. What's up, Javon?
Hey, what's up, Mike?
How you doing, buddy?
I'm all right, but, you know, I'm a little scared this Sunday. You know, yes, the defensive line for the Rams is not as good as the Washington line, but the secondary for the Rams is way better than the Redskins secondary. And we're going to get Lane Johnson back, which we don't know where he's going to be at. We're going to get Miles Sanders, which we don't know where he's going to be at physically. But Jalen Ramsey's side, you're not throwing to. And as far as the rest of the secondary, they're a lot better than the Redskins. So I'm a little scared.
I'm not. I don't know. For some reason, I'm feeling really confident about this. I don't think the Eagles are going to have a problem winning this game. I think there's a lot of factors in their favor.
I've heard part of your show, so I didn't hear all of it, but some of it I hear is you saying just confidence. Other than that,
Well, it's confidence when you get regular good players back that complete your team, and they're getting Lane Johnson back, they're getting Miles Sanders back, and that makes the team confident that they're going to war with all their bullets. And I have to think that they've made some adjustments after that disaster that was last week. And the line is reflecting it. And it's also a desperation game, man. It's a must-win game because when you look at it, if you go 0-2, only 23% chance to make the playoffs. And if you lose this game, you only got one win coming up in the next 4. You got Cincinnati, and then you got at San Francisco and at what's the other one? At you know, they have the Ravens at home and at the Steelers. So it's at 49ers, at Steelers, and Ravens after the Bengals. So you better have a couple wins on the board by the time you get to that schedule.
I agree with you, but none of that gets played on the field. It's not like they're going into it.
I know, I get it, but there's still desperation to win this particular game because they know it's in front of them.
Yeah, okay, I hear you there. I have a question. I'm going to have a couple friends over coming in on Sunday, and they also are smokers. What's a good one that is easy to get for, like, whiskey drinkers?
Well, you can't go wrong. Like, if you're looking for a medium-priced cigar, like a good cigar, the Ashton is a good cigar. And if you want to go a little more highbrow, you go, for my money, the Monte Cristo White Label is a cigar that will never disappoint you.
All right.
But listen, you can go with a Perdomo, you can go with a Rocky Patel. Like, those are lesser-priced cigars, and you'll be okay with those.
Rocky Patel, Monte Cristo, White Label.
Monte Cristo White Label is going to be a little more expensive than a Perdomo or a Rocky Patel or an Ashton.
All right, I'll take your word for it, Mike.
All right, Javon. What's your score for this week? I would never steer you wrong with a cigar. My score for this game? Yeah. Eagles to win the game 24-13.
Okay. We'll see.
All right.
Let's go for that. All right.
You got it, buddy. All right, let's go. Mike is calling from Pritchard. Mike, where's Pritchard?
Hello?
Hello, Mike. Where's Pritchard?
Oh, no. I don't know what he did.
This is Mike from Creekside. Is it Mike Pritchard from Creekside?
No.
Just, is it Kevin Pritchard? All right. Go ahead, Mike.
Okay.
It says Pritchard up there. I thought it was a new caller somewhere.
No.
All right.
Okay. Number one.
Mm-hmm.
I think you did good just to pass out. Now, I do not know about Indian beetle nuts. But if it's anything like it was the Vietnam beetle nut, you did good.
Oh, so you guys had a little beetle nut. You were smoking the beetle nut there in Nam?
No, I didn't smoke it.
You didn't?
They chewed it.
Oh, they chewed it.
They chewed the beetle nut there, and it did havoc on the teeth. It's worse than drinking over-strong coffee on the teeth, but it did do a job.
So the Indian cigarette has a little bit of ground beetle nut in the substance of the cigarette.
That's probably what did you. I don't know how.
Probably
you know,
it did, the, some did me. I was flat on my back.
Yeah. All right. Now, like I said, you know me, and I'm just going to put it in there for my regular reference.
Uh-huh.
It's more the coach than it is the quarterback and the coach and offense coordinator.
Yeah.
One and the same. And he probably stuck up for his line because, remember, at the beginning of the week, he was throwing everybody else up under the bus, and I think he knew, finally figured out, that he better be nice to somebody or else the team's going to quit on him.
Yeah.
So, and I'm going to be a diehard. I'm going to go with my Eagles, and I think it's going to be somewhere around 24-14.
Okay. You got it, Mikey.
Okay, have a good weekend.
All right, you too, buddy.
Go Eagles.
Yeah, go Eagles. The beetle nut, BETEL, is chewed for the energy boost it produces. This is likely due to the nut's natural alkaloids, which release adrenaline. It may also result in feelings of euphoria and well-being. Well, that's happened to me. I got overwhelmed with euphoria.
Thank you so much, Sam, that you passed out.
And I went out like a light. Bang. Jamie on a cell. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jamie.
Hey, Michael. First time caller. I've been listening to your show forever. So I appreciate taking my call. I tell you, I kind of agree that the Eagles are going to come out strong. And I agree with that last caller by saying that the coach is a little bit involved with how that last loss happened. I don't blame that all on Wentz.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm all excited for this game. I actually think that the Eagles are going to start coming out real strong. And actually maybe play a full 60 minutes. I feel like that's all going to be based off of how Carson plays specifically and then how the defensive line plays. That's going to be really important, I think, for this game. Not just be able to stop Donaldson because he's going to get his. You know what I mean? Especially against this line. We're a little older now.
Yeah, Donald.
Who?
Donald. Donaldson plays baseball. Donald.
Donald.
Yeah, Donald. That's right. I agree with you. I think they are going to get off to a good start.
Yeah, and my thought is this is going to be a 31-20 game. So I think it's going to be a little bit more high scoring because I think that they can actually move the ball a little bit. Their running game is pretty strong, and it's going to really put a test against the defensive line and our linebackers, which I feel like is the weakest part, the weakest link on our entire defense, obviously.
Yeah.
That's all the
You might be right. It might be a higher scoring game. I do think they're going to get it together offensively.
I agree. And I tell you, I just had to mention this because I heard you talking about it. I watched a couple of Tiger Woods, putts and shots today.
Yeah.
He just didn't have it today. He did not have it today.
Yeah.
And I guess it started to go downhill after that.
It's a tough course. This course today is playing real tough. And, a guy that has had trouble keeping it on the fairway, this is 4-inch high rough. In the U.S. Open. And the greens are like, this course especially, these are the toughest greens that may be on any golf course at all. And they got harder, and it's tough. These scores are low today.
Yeah, I was going to say, these greens are monstrous, actually. And, of course, they got the hills and such like that. And just one last thing before I head off, I'm a big punch man. And I've always smoked punch cigars. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that you always don't mention them.
It's all right. It's an okay cigar.
Yeah, I'm not a Maduro fan. I can't deal with the dark labels, but everything else, like the punch is what I like to do. And I'm still a Cohiba fan. I go old school like that, too.
All right, Cohiba Cuban?
Dominican
Cohiba.
When I can get them, when I can get the Cubans, I'll do it.
Yeah.
I like the Presidentes. I like the cigar. I don't like the little stubby.
I got you. The punch has a little bit of a punch. I've never been that much of a fan of the finish of a punch. I'm big on the finish because the finish is a little. It's one thing to be spicy, another thing to be harsh.
Yeah, it's not a smooth finish. Not a smooth smoke.
Yeah guys.
all right, so guess what's coming up to round out the week? Sound off. That's right, and we'll hear what people had to say about your Phillies yesterday on Sound Off. Don't miss it. Back after this,
the Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic. It's time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me. What is the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by Rothman Orthopedics same-day joint replacement, where you can get your hip, knee, or shoulder replaced during the day and sleep in your own bed that very night. Visit samedayjoint.com. Keep going. Sound off.
All right, time for Sound Off, 610-771-9705. That is the Sound Off line for you people. They want to get an update on the Phillies game. They're up 4-0 now. Bryce Harper hit another home run, a 2-run job. And they got a little cushion today. They had a bounce back. And Eflin has only given up one hit. All right, let's see what we have on Sound Off for today.
I'd be interested to find out the statistic if any team in MLB history has had back-to-back-to-back home runs and still lost the game. You know what this is like? You get all lathered up. Oh, the home runs, doubles, triples. And then no happy ending.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do? I mean, I don't know what to say about that. Listen, Nola didn't help himself yesterday. He got himself into trouble, so.
Like, there is no game anymore that we can actually win with the Phillies, because you proved last night you score six runs, you can be up as many as you want. There's nothing safe, so I don't even know at this point what you do as a manager, except to me, you start bringing up some young arms, because they'll give you the same result at the least.
Bringing up who? They don't have any young arms. There's nobody to bring up. That's the whole point.
We can all agree that the Mets bullpen is absolutely awful. But yesterday, we were able to give up, so 7 1/3 innings and not give up a single run. Phillies bullpen, 2/3, 5 runs. Other teams must be just like Anthony Adams and that mean, just rubbing their hands together, waiting for the Phillies bullpen to come in.
Yeah,
it's atrocious.
The Mets bullpen has been erratic, but they do have guys that come in and actually light up a gun.
Hi, what's the deal with Anne Hathaway? Should have won an Academy Award for Devil Wears Prada. It's gold, man. Hollywood royalty. Come on, Ty.
I agree.
Come on. Hollywood royalty.
She's what? Great.
Hollywood. Oh, okay. Oh. Hollywood royalty?
Well, not royalty, but I mean, she's not as awful as you make her sound out to be.
Uh-huh.
She's not.
Okay.
Yeah, she was in the celebrity calling contest. She seemed to be a very nice person.
I'm sure she's nice.
And you know me, I've got that meter where I can sniff it out.
I'm sure she's nice. At least she got off the phone and talked about how great her call was because of her.
This is the only time I disagree with Tyrone. I wish we had Jimmy Butler because I'm tired of hearing about Ben Simmons. And he won't shoot. He won't do anything. Everybody complains about it. But he kept him in line. You got to put up with some stuff to get the best out of people.
I don't even want to think of it. Listen, I didn't like the fact that Butler wasn't going to be gone. I screamed for it. I didn't have any impact on it. I thought they were going to miss him. They don't have a personality that performs in the end. It will say whatever you want about him. He talks about himself. Who cares? He makes coffee, charges $20 a cup. A guy knows how to compete. I like guys like that.
You can talk down to the reporters all you want, dog. It's not the reporters that aren't doing their job. It's you. And you better get your house in order or you're going to get your ass handed to you come Sunday.
Hey, come on, man. Just because Doug got snippy, there's no reason to root against him. He's not getting snippy with you. He's getting snippy with the reporters.
I don't think he was rooting against him. I think he's more saying if you don't, you need to work on yourself, which is always true.
Yeah, he does. He does have, you know, he's feeling himself right now. For 3 years, he was kind of nice.
Mm-hmm,
and now it's like, I had enough of you people don't know as much as me.
As a season ticket holder, when I go to Eagle games and tailgate, I attend the game. So I never quite understood people who go just to tailgate. But I can't believe there are people that are complaining they can't tailgate at the Link this weekend. People, you haven't lost the ability to tailgate. Have a few people over at your house.
Well, you can't really have a lot of people over at your house. So, yeah, the tailgate they're missing is where everybody congregates. The thousands, the masses. That's what they don't have. So, yeah, you can have a few people over the house, but you can't go crazy over it.
I don't know if your listeners get a vote, but I'm all for the callers having a sound, like a bed of music underneath them as they speak with you. I dug that guy with the was it a harp or something? I think that should be repeated over and over again.
What was that guy? I didn't hear what that squeal in there. What was he saying?
He liked the harp.
Oh, yes, the harp. Oh, yeah, that was nice. I thought that was nice. A little nice touch. I think we should, I mean, you know, like the old news radio click-clack. We could have the harp in the background for all the serene people that call this show.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
Yeah. All right, close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. Brought to you by Rothman Orthopedics Same-Day Joint Replacement, where you can get your hip, knee, or shoulder replaced during the day and sleep in your own bed that very night. Visit samedayjoint.com.
Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are you?
Because I don't like
them. Then bring it. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets up.
All righty, so we got football on Sunday. And coming up to talk about some football betting, our new Draftline show in 6 to 7 with Jamie Lynch and Devon Givens, brought to you by DraftKings. And don't forget the Fanatic pregame show on Sunday. Join Devon, Brian Westbrook, and D Gunn for the Fanatic pregame show. It is live from Parks, the Casino, and Sportsbook. Devon will come on the air at 9 a.m. and be less than D Gunn ramble in. And they join Devon from 10 a to 1 p. To get you ready for the Birds and Rams, I'm going to go 27 to 17. Eagles in a cover. Tyrone?
I have the Eagles 27 to 20.
All right, Natalie?
I'm going to go 24-17.
Eagles.
Yes.
Three. Pick the Eagles.
We'll
see what happens. A must-win situation. We'll watch the game. We'll talk about it on Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody. Be safe out there. And we'll talk to you next week.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.